I want to start today's deep dive with a number that should probably keep every chief marketing officer up at night. 50%.
I have a feeling I know exactly which data point you're looking at.
It has to be. It feels like a real tipping point.
Yeah.
According to recent buyer data, 50% of consumers have, well, they've effectively ditched traditional search engines.
Yeah.
They aren't typing "best car dealership near me" into Google and scrolling through links anymore.
Yeah.
They're just asking ChatGPT or Gemini or Perplexity.
It's the pivot from search to answer. And that one shift, it just changes the fundamental physics of marketing. The whole battle isn't about ranking anymore.
Wow.
It's about being the answer that the AI pulls together.
Right. And if you aren't the answer, you basically don't exist. Which brings us to the mission for today's deep dive. We are looking at two pieces of tech that I think, when you combine them, it might be the only way to actually win this new battle.
I think so too.
We're looking at reputation.com and the Auto Content API.
It's a classic brain and muscle situation, isn't it?
That's the perfect framework. On one side, you have the brain, reputation.com. They're the heavy hitters in managing how the world sees you. The rep score, feedback loops, all the listening.
But knowing what people think is only half the problem,
Exactly. You still have to influence it.
which is where the muscle comes in.
Auto Content API. And I want to be clear, this is not just another generative AI tool that consumers play with. It's described as an industrial engine for content. So we're going to explore how connecting these two lets a business move from treating content as this, manual craft.
To treating it as infrastructure.
Yes. And that distinction, craft versus infrastructure, that's everything. Because if you look at the reputation.com source material, they talk a lot about this concept of mental availability.
Which I know, it sounds a bit like marketing jargon.
It does. Break that down for us. What is that, really?
It is jargon, but it's useful jargon. Mental availability is basically when a customer is finally ready to buy, is your brand the one they think of?
Okay. Top of mind awareness.
Sort of. In the old world, you bought ads to get there. In this new AI world, reputation.com says you need sense making. You have to help the customer. And more importantly, the AI makes sense of all the options.
And reputation.com gives you the data to do that.
Yeah.
They have this rep score, which is a really fascinating metric.
It is.
It rolls up reviews, social comments, surveys, everything into one single trust number.
Oh,
It tells
yeah.
you exactly where you stand.
Right, it's a diagnostic. But here's the catch, and this is where the wheels usually fall off for big companies. Reputation.com will tell you, hey, your visibility's low in Austin, or customers are confused about your financing options.
Which is great information to have.
It is, but then, now what?
Now you have to fix it. You have to publish something that clarifies the financing or boosts your visibility in Austin. But that leads us straight into what the industry calls the content bottleneck.
Exactly. The digital economy is just saturated with content. I mean, the
Oh.
shelf space on YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, it's infinite. Distribution is basically free.
But production.
Production is painfully expensive.
We looked at the averages for this. To produce a single, high quality podcast episode with the old linear model hiring producers, studio time, editing, you're looking at anywhere from $100 to like
It's a
$15,000.
huge range. And for video.
Professional video, $3,000 to $10,000. Easy.
So if you're a hotel chain with 500 locations and reputation tells you that you need local content for all 500 to get your rep score up, the math just breaks. You can't hire 500 film crews.
It's economically impossible. So what do? They prioritize. They pick the top 10 cities, ignore the other 490, and leave these huge gaps in their defense. They lose that mental availability.
Enter the Auto Content API. This thing claims to solve that exact bottleneck by moving from linear production
Nothing at a time.
to parallel production.
Now, I want to be really specific here because our listeners are savvy. We're not talking about a chatbot that just writes tweets, are we?
Yeah.
I feel like there's this big misconception that AI content just means, text.
No, and that's the most common mistake people make. A chatbot is an assistant, it's linear. You give it a prompt, you get some text back. Auto Content is a transformation engine. It decouples the ideation from the production.
Give me a concrete example of that decoupling. How does that actually work?
Okay, so let's say you have a PDF report or maybe a really high-performing blog post. That's your idea. In the manual world, turning that into a podcast is a week-long project. You need scripts, voice actors, sound engineers.
The whole nine yards.
Right. With Auto Content API, you send that text to the engine programmatically. In parallel, all at once, it generates a new blog post, a two-person conversational podcast.
Like this?
Just like this. And an explainer video and all the social snippets, all simultaneously.
So it's not creating new ideas from nothing. It's transforming your existing good ideas into every possible format.
Precisely. It's broadcast quality media across the board.
You know, a lot of people have been playing with Google's Notebook LM lately. You can upload a PDF and it gives you that deep dive audio summary, and it's impressive tech. Is this just a business version of that?
It uses similar underlying models, sure, but the use case is completely different. The source material actually calls AutoContent the Notebook LM API alternative for business. You have to think about the Notebook LM gap.
Which is the manual part. You have to log in, you have to drag and drop.
Right. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It helps you learn. But you can't hook it up to your CRM. You can't set it to run automatically at 2 in the morning. AutoContent is headless and API first.
Headless meaning no front end. It's just code talking to code.
Exactly. It plugs into orchestration tools like Make.com or Zapier. So a business can set up a listener. For example, when a new review hits reputation.com that meets criteria X, the API automatically triggers a whole content creation workflow.
Without a human ever clicking a button.
Zero clicks.
That's the difference between a tool you use and a system you build. It's like having a production studio in a box that just never sleeps.
That's a great way to put it.
But let's get real about how this works.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk through a few specific scenarios of how the brain, reputation, and the muscle, AutoContent, actually work together. Because theory is great. But execution is what matters.
Let's do it.
Okay. Scenario A, insights into actions. Reputation.com is huge on operational insights. So let's say a hotel chain sees on their dashboard that negative sentiment is spiking because guests are confused about the valet parking process.
Classic operational friction.
Yeah.
And in the old world, what does marketing do? They put a text FAQ on the website that absolutely nobody reads.
Right. Please proceed to Zone B. It's so boring.
Yeah.
And totally ineffective.
With the API, you take that insight, guests are confused about parking, and you feed the solution into AutoContent, and it instantly generates an explainer video.
Okay.
A 60 to 90 second vertical video complete with an AI avatar and subtitles that visually shows you exactly where to go.
And you can embed that right on the booking confirmation page.
Yeah.
Or in the pre-arrival email.
Yes. And this triggers a huge secondary benefit that SEOs are obsessed with. Dwell time.
Because people will actually watch a video, but they'll just skim text.
Exactly. A user staring at a page for 90 seconds to watch a video is a massive signal to Google that your page has high utility. The data shows a page with video is 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
Wow.
So you've solved the customer service problem, you've reduced support tickets, and you've boosted your SEO rank all at the same time.
That is a really tight loop. Reputation finds the leak. AutoContent plugs it. Okay, scenario B. This one feels a bit more aggressive. Programmatic SEO. Reputation is all about listings and local SEO.
This is the holy grail for any franchise business. Car dealerships, insurance agents, travel.
So imagine a brand wants to rank for best SUV in 5,000 different cities. The old way to do this was what they call thin content.
Right.
It'd spin up 5,000 pages, keep the text identical, and just swap out Austin for Dallas.
And Google absolutely hates that. They penalize it as spam because it offers no unique value. They're called doorway pages.
So how does the API solve this thin content problem without, you know, hiring an army of writers to manually create 5,000 unique articles?
It uses what they call the multimedia solution. For each of those 5,000 cities, the API performs deep research. It looks up local driving conditions, landmarks, maybe specific inventory for that dealership. It writes a unique guide.
Okay, that's step one.
But then, and this is the real kicker, it also generates a unique city guide podcast episode and a unique vertical video for that specific page.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about 5,000 unique audio files and 5,000 unique videos.
Yes. So when Google's crawlers hit that page, it doesn't look like spam. It looks like a high information density resource. It has text, it has audio, it has video, all hyper-relevant to that one location.
That is. That's industrializing quality. You are literally manufacturing relevance at a scale that a human team could never, ever match.
Manufacturing relevance. I like that. You're just filling the internet with structured data that proves you're the authority in that zip code.
Let's dig into the audio for a second. You mentioned the podcast element. The source material brings up something called the CEO paradox. And I think every corporate comms person listening just like nodded their head.
Oh, yeah. It's the universal struggle. Customers trust people, not logos. They want to hear from the CEO, from leadership. But the CEO is the single most time-poor person in the company.
They can't record a daily update.
No way. So they record nothing and the brand feels faceless.
Right.
Auto Content API addresses this with voice cloning. The CEO records a specific training script one time. It's just a few minutes of audio. The model learns their voice, their intonation, their pacing, their whole delivery.
And then what happens?
Then the marketing team can just type out a script for a daily market update or weekly company news, and the API generates it perfectly in the CEO's voice.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all heard robotic text-to-speech. It sounds soulless. Does this actually pass the uncanny valley test? Because if it sounds fake, that hurts your reputation score. It doesn't help it.
That's a totally valid concern, but the latest generation of models, which this API uses, has really bridged that gap. We're not talking about the GPS voice from 2015. These models capture breath, pauses, nuance, and critically, the API can generate dialogue.
Like what we're doing right now.
Exactly. Multi-speaker dynamics. It can simulate a host and an expert discussing the CEO's update. And that's crucial because retention rates for dialogue are way higher than for monologues. It makes the content feel more engaging.
It turns a press release into a radio show.
And it lets the CEO be present in the ears of thousands of customers every single day without ever stepping into a recording booth again.
There's another layer to this scaling that really caught my eye. Language. Reputation.com works with these massive global brands. Automotive, hospitality. They have footprints in Germany, Japan, Brazil.
And globalization is usually a content nightmare. If you want to launch a campaign in Germany, you need a German agency, German copywriters, German producers. It's so slow and expensive.
But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
Correct. And it handles what's called resynthesis.
Explain that term.
It's not just translating the text. If you have an audio update in English, the API can transcribe it, translate the text, and then generate a brand new audio file in Spanish or Japanese using a native-sounding avatar voice.
So a U.S.-based hotel chain could respond to a review left in Portuguese in audio instantly.
You multiply your total addressable market, your TAM, by 5 times overnight, and you didn't hire a single new person. That is pure leverage.
I want to pivot to the speed of all this.
Yeah.
We've talked about the long-term infrastructure, but marketing is so often about the now. Trends move so fast. Reputation.com has a social suite for listening to that real-time chatter. How does the muscle keep up?
This is where it gets really aggressive. The API has real-time integrations with X, you know, Twitter and with Reddit feeds. And this enables a strategy called newsjacking.
Newsjacking. It sounds a little like piracy.
In the attention economy, it might as well be. Speed is the only currency. If a story breaks, say, a sudden shift in interest rates or a big travel disruption, the first brands to explain it capture all the traffic.
But usually by the time a brand gets a script approved and books a studio, the news cycle is ancient history.
Exactly. Corporate latency kills the opportunity. The auto content workflow creates a reaction loop. Reputation's tools detect a spike in negative sentiment or a keyword trend. That's the trigger.
The bat signal goes up.
The API immediately triggers deep research. It scrapes the tweets, it understands the context, why are people upset, what's the core issue, and it generates a script. Then it produces a market alert video or podcast explaining the situation from the brand's perspective.
And the time frame for all of that?
Minutes, not days. While your competitor is still scheduling a Zoom call to talk about their content strategy for the crisis, you've already published a video explanation to TikTok and Twitter. You become the source of truth.
That is terrifying efficiency. It really does shift marketing from a creative art to something more like high-frequency trading.
That is the perfect analogy. You are trading on attention arbitrage.
Which brings us to the literal arbitrage. The economics. We sort of danced around the costs earlier, but I want to look at the hard numbers from the comparison chart.
They're pretty startling.
A short video generated via the API uses about 400 credits. In real money, that works out to about 4 euros. And if I go to a freelancer or an agency for that same 60-second asset...
You're lucky to get out for under $300. Often, no, it's much more. So we're talking about a 92% cost reduction. For podcasts, it's even crazier sense, versus hundreds of dollars.
Okay, but the skeptic in me has to ask, you get what you pay for. Can a 4 euro video actually be good? Or are we just flooding the internet with garbage?
I think that's the wrong question to ask. The question is it functional? Will it win a cinematography award? No, of course not. But is it structured, clear, and accurate? Yes. And this incredibly low cost unlocks what they call the long tail ROI.
Break that down.
If a video costs you $300, you need thousands of views to justify that ROI. So you can only make content about really big topics. But if a video costs €4, you can afford to make a video about a topic that only 10 people in the world care about.
Like how to find the loading dock at our Cincinnati branch.
Precisely. If only 5 people ever watch that video, but one of them is a delivery driver who doesn't get lost, or a customer who makes a huge purchase because of it, you've made a profit. It allows you to blanket the market with hyper-specific content that your competitors just ignore because it was always too expensive to care about.
It turns a fixed cost like salaries and retainer fees into a purely variable cost.
Which CFOs love. You can scale up production for a big launch and then scale it way down when things are quiet. It's flexible.
So to sort of summarize the whole stack here, Reputation.com provides the intelligence. It's the what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And Auto Content API provides the infrastructure, the how, to actually do it at scale.
Together, they let a business just dominate SRPs, social feeds, audio playlists, everything. You're taking that rep score and finally giving it the fuel it needs to actually grow.
I want to close with a look to the future.
Yeah.
The briefing mentioned the agentic web. We touched on this at the start, but what does that actually look like for a business owner, say, 5 years from now?
We are moving toward a web where AI agents, these software bots, are going to read the content for us. When you ask your future AI assistant to book me a hotel in Chicago, it isn't going to browse websites like a human. It's going to span for structured data.
It's looking for code.
Mm-hmm.
For JSON files, FAQ schemas, transcripts.
Exactly. Auto Content doesn't just output a video file for humans. For every asset it makes, it also outputs the structured data, the JSON-LD schema that sits behind it.
So it's feeding the robots the raw data they need to recommend you.
If you don't have this huge volume of structured content, audio, video, and text, all formatted correctly, the AI agents will literally not see you. You will be invisible to the new gatekeepers of the internet.
So this isn't just about making more content for humans to scroll past. It's about learning to speak the language of the future internet.
It is future-proofing your brand's very existence on the digital shelf.
On that slightly ominous but also motivating note, we've covered a lot of ground. From rep scores to robot podcasts.
It's a brave new world for sure.
It is. And so here is the final thought I want you to walk away with. In a world where your competitors might be using APIs to produce 100 assets a day for the price of your morning latte, can you really afford to keep treating content marketing like a bespoke art project anymore? Or is it time to start treating it like a manufacturing line?
That is the question that is going to define the winners of the next decade.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll see you on the next one.